the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
More high school football talk here on Drive Time Sports. We talked Carbon High School football yesterday. Typically on Wednesdays, Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartans joins us, and that's exactly who we're going to talk to this segment. Emory last week lost to Delta in heartbreaking fashion, 9-6. They'll look to rebound this Friday when they take on the Manti Templars. Both teams enter the contest 1-2. Manti's a pretty good squad. Don't let that 1-2 record fool you. And I think Emory's a very good squad as well. I mean, this defense, one of the best in the 3A classifications as far as points given up. Joining us again right now, Coach John Famala. Coach, great to get you back on. How you doing today?
Doing good. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to get you on, Coach, for sure. We'll just dive right into talking about last Friday's game. You guys suffer a 9-6 loss to the Delta Rabbits. We got to talk to you post-game in the booth. Now that time has kind of settled and you've got to go back and look at tape and you kind of evaluate the way the team played, your assessment on Friday night, what is it?
Honestly, just little mistakes on our part. Game goes past with the coaching staff and players understanding a little bit of the responsibilities. I mean, we get a block here or there. We get personnel where we need them to be and different things like that. And I mean, it's a game you look back and, you know, they're kicking themselves and we're kicking ourselves for letting them get away, for the fact that I don't know if we lost as much as we you know, gave it away, for the fact that we just had too many little mistakes and they all added up to a loss.
When you look at the whole complexion of the game, and going back and looking over the past few years, Coach, you're not going to play too many games where you only give up 9 points and you lose. That doesn't happen too often.
No, and like you say, along with that, the four takeaways we had, I mean, to get four takeaways, only give up 9 points, you know, that's a game that you look at that, hey, you win. And so that one's a little bit frustrating on that fact, but we also gave away the ball three times, you know, and that's what we talked about. You know, as a team, we just got to make sure we end every possession with a kick, whether it's a PAT, whether it's a punt. You know, we can't turn over the ball. We can't, you know, do dumb things like that. We're not that good to do those types of mistakes. And so, you know, I think it's what they're learning and they're understanding, and I think we're starting to grasp that, I hope.
You talk about the four takeaways. We also had four turnovers ourselves, and I know when you – yeah, basically, when it gets to that point, it's basically which team is going to, who does the most with those turnovers. And unfortunately, Delta's two turnovers that they forced late in the game happen to be deep in our own territory, and they took full advantage of it. I mean, that probably right there is the difference in the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're a good team, and to give them the ball on, you know, your side of the field, well, I think our defense did a great job, but again, just to put them in that situation, to give up only 9 points, you got to be grateful for. But again, that was the difference in the ball game right there.
You guys tried a field goal at the end of the game. Unfortunately, it was blocked. You and I talked about this again in the booth on Friday night. A lot of schools don't necessarily have faith in a kicker to boot a 35-yard field goal. How much easier does it make your job knowing that you have a kid in Ethan Winter who's very capable of doing that?
No, it's nice to have that in your bag, you know, be able to go there and know that, hey, we can get some points on the board and not just have to go for it every time we're on that end of the field and a fourth down. And so, you know, I feel confident in Ethan and his abilities. And, you know, I think it's going to, just like last game, I think it's going to come into play. It's, you know, in our region, there's some tough teams. And then hopefully if our defense continues, we can keep it a low-scoring game and, you know, field goal can make a big difference.
Yeah, I could be wrong, Coach, but I'm going back to the lone touchdown of the game. I believe it was a 21 or 22-yard touchdown pass. It was on fourth down. What was the difference in going for it in that situation instead of sending Ethan out at that particular time? Similar range, if I remember correctly, from what the game-tying field goal would have been.
It might have been a little bit further out, and that was probably honestly it. You know, I think for us, we just had to get our offense going, and so to get some confidence, whether it was get a first down or get a touchdown like we did, you know, I think we needed, you know, a little bit of that, you know, boost of confidence. And so, you know, game time decisions, things like that, again, closer to the end of the game, I think, you know, for 0-0, you know, I think we kicked the field goal. It's just situational at that point, I think, for us.
It's got to be fun to be able to be the man making those calls on the sidelines. I mean, that's what it's all about when it comes down to it and we have a close game like that.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's stressful at the same time. And you enjoy that moment for the fact that, hey, game could be won or lost based on, you know, what you decide as the head coach. And, you know, it's rewarding when it happens, when good things happen. Again, that fourth down, it's nice to see us get a touchdown. If we didn't get it, you know, you know, I look like an idiot. But at the same time, that comes with the territory. And, again, I enjoy that part of it, too.
If you take away the interceptions late in the game for Zach, it really on paper looks as if it's one of the more efficient games that we've had from a quarterback under center in quite some time at Emory. I mean, he completed about 50% of his passes. We talked about the 22-yard touchdown pass that he had to Colton Butler. So, I mean, all in all, outside of those two late interceptions, Zach played a pretty good game.
Yeah, he did, honestly. I mean, a lot of people may see that as in the box score and whatnot and, you know, blame the quarterback. But, you know, I think it goes back to us as a coaching staff. And, you know, that's one thing, again, we're still a little green and trying to figure things out. You know, maybe in those situations where you got a third and forever, you know, you just got to take what the defense gives you and not try to be too selfish. And I think we kind of did that a few times and put Zach in a situation where he felt like he had to force the ball to get a first down. And in the end, it cost us, you know, and that's one maybe you just say, hey, we grounded out, we pounded, our defense is playing well. And, you know, that's one thing as a coaching staff we look back on to say, hey, you know, our fault. You know, that's one thing we've got to get better at, recognizing situations and, you know, just taking what the defense gives us. Don't be too overzealous on trying to get everything back.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Zach, and it was mentioned that sometimes he looks to Colton maybe a little too much. Have you sensed that he's developed some sort of chemistry with other receivers like Derek? I know Easton's caught a pass here over the last couple of weeks as well. Are you starting to see that Zach is maybe trusting other receivers around him?
Yeah, I think so. I think Derek had a really good game. Again, he's a great possession receiver, and, you know, if he puts it there, he still catches the ball. Tell had a great, you know, third and long catch, you know, just kind of sitting in a little bit of an area. And I think Zach settled down a little bit. He looked off a little bit. I think we're having a lot of guys sit in some zone coverages and some open spots. He'll hit them, and, you know, I think if they catch him, he'll throw the ball to them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Famala with the Emory Sport and Football Team. Coach, we'll look ahead to Friday. We get the Manti Templars coming in, the final non-league contest of the season. So the season's almost half over already, as crazy as that sounds. But Manti is going to provide a very good test for this team. Their record really doesn't show how good of a squad they are.
No. I mean, they've played some really good teams in a Pine View and a Juan Diego. And, you know, they play Carbon earlier, and Carbon, you know, is a good team. But you know, the 1-2, you know, same record as us. We can't say, hey, look, on paper, we're even. That's far from the case of the fact that they've played some pretty good teams and actually played them pretty good with the Juan Diego and even the Pine View game. I thought, watching the tape, they're a really good team. Physical team, you know, they're similar to Delta, similar to us. I mean, you know, they're a ground and pound type of team, and they'll take a shot and keep you honest and throwing it over the top. And so, I mean, you're going to see a lot of the, hopefully the same as, you know, last week with Delta, just a physical game, and hopefully we can match that physicality.
I talked to Coach Cole Meekum of Manti a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about his first-year quarterback, Marshall Dotson. Here's a kid that has played for Manti over the last few years, but he's kind of a convert to the quarterback spot. I know he's only had three games now as a starting quarterback. With a defense like yours that has been so explosive, so good this year, does that change anything? I mean, do you try to get to that quarterback early to not only throw off his rhythm, but maybe even shake his confidence a little bit early on?
Yeah, I mean, watching the tape, I mean, the biggest thing with Kim is, you know, his legs. He can honestly looks to run first, is what it looks like to me. Again, a kid that, you know, I think with a little more experience, he'll probably start throwing the ball better and, you know, settling in. But, you know, as soon as you get a little bit of pressure, he looks to flush out of the pocket, and he looks to get some yardage, and he's really good at that. And so that's one thing we got to be really aware of, is to keep him in the pocket, make sure that, you know, he doesn't get outside, because he's got a pretty fast kid, and like I say, he'll look once, and then he's looking to get positive yards.
It's a well-disciplined team. Manti always is. Defensively, again, for you guys, kind of that 4-2-5 scheme, it's built to stop the run. Is this a scenario where you can see that this defensive scheme really playing in your guys' favor against a team that has a very mobile quarterback? I know Delta had Day. He's somewhat mobile, but it looks like Dotson's a lot more mobile in comparison.
yeah, you know, I think that's, you know, the whole scheme behind, you know, our defense is to stop the run first. And so we've got guys in positions to be able to do that. And I think the key for us this week is to make sure we keep him in the pocket and not let him get outside, because when he freelances, you know, he can make some big positive yards. And then initially, again, to stop the run, you know, right off the bat, not let them get too much momentum, similar to like we did with Delta. You know, they get those running backs a little bit ahead of steam. Well, they're two really good running backs that we can't let, you know, get on our side of the field and start making positive yards.
I know the defense has played great, as we were just talking about, and we've talked about this pretty much throughout the entire season, just how good the defense has been for you guys. Outside of that first game against Summit Academy, you guys haven't given up a huge play for a score. Haven't really given up a huge play defensively that I can remember, Coach, over the last couple of weeks.
No, that's been our goal, honestly, is to keep anything under 20 yards. I think we gave up one run that was 20 yards and a penalty on the end. But, you know, I think our kids are understanding, you know, that we're pretty good defensively. We can be a whole lot better once they understand, you know, their responsibilities. And then, like I say, when they get the turnovers and they see the offense going, I think it just continues to breed, you know, physicality, creating turnovers, different things like that, which we've done.
And I know you haven't suffered a blowout loss as a head coach, but you've been a part of teams that have suffered blowout losses. So is it easier for a team to recover following a lopsided defeat, or easier to recover following a loss like we had on Friday, a 3-point loss right at the end of the game?
I think a close one, honestly, is easier. I mean, it's brutal for the fact that, you know, it's a winnable game, but at the same time, you look at tape and you think there's some hope for the fact that, you know, some things that we did were certainly things that we can fix. Whereas in a blowout, maybe, you know, you don't feel like you have much hope for the fact that there's a lot of holes that you got to fix, I think. And so for us, I think it's one of those, we're right there on the cusp of kind of pushing through and getting over that hump. And, you know, hopefully that the kids are seeing that, hey, okay, we're having some success. Maybe the wins, losses don't come out on that end, but they can start seeing, hey, we're doing some really good things.
Last non-league game of the season, Coach, do you guys try anything different? Does the objective change at all for you, or is it pretty much the exact same as it has been over the last 3 weeks?
I mean, the objective is to get our offense going. We've got to be able to score points. I mean, it's great that our defense is playing good, and you know, that can change from week to week depending on opponents. And so, I mean, one thing we've got to make sure that we're consistent on the offensive end. And I think, you know, we're spending a little bit more time on that, be able to shore up things and get some things going that way. But I think that's the biggest thing I want to see improvement. And as a coaching staff, we've got to improve on it. It's just offensively getting some better things going on.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to catch up, get your perspective on last week's game and looking ahead. I always look forward to it. So thank you very much. We'll see you Friday at the game, and best of luck against Manti.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Coach John Famalo with the Emory Sport and Football Team. This Friday, Emory and Manti. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. live broadcast right here on KOAL beginning at 6:30. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball with Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, and now he works for Comcast Sportsnet covering the San Francisco Giants. That's coming up next when we return.